You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Cento Showdown is a Mortal Kombat tournament for blind and low vision players to battle it out on their consoles. We're joined today by Carlos V, better known as Rattlehead, who's a blind streamer, musician, and unofficial team leader of the Cento Showdown, to learn more about the tournament. Hi, Carlos. Can you tell us a bit about your love of gaming? When did you first start gaming?
Originally, I started in the arcade scene back in the early 90s. Back then, I was a kid, so I didn't have money, but, you know, observing other people play. And as the years went by, we got a console. Since then, I just fell in love with particularly fighting games and specifically Mortal Kombat. I've always been a huge fan of the series from the original arcade games all the way to the upcoming release of Mortal Kombat 1. I've always been a fan, even to the highs, the lows of the series during the early 2000s and the 3D era. And then the return of it back to 2D fighting back in 2011. And that's where pretty much everything started for me as far as getting known in the community and being part of the Mortal Kombat scene as a whole.
And why is Mortal Kombat such a good game for blind and low vision players?
Because of my own experience, I started believing that it was pretty accessible, well, playable in terms of the fighting mechanics. Basically, you have two characters, you know, on the screen. Most of the things that you had to do is learn the combinations of the buttons, which were pretty easy to do. And having good sound design, obviously games back in the 90s didn't have such a thing. But for the most part, if you learn the button combinations, the special moves, you are able to hold your own against other players. Over the years, the sound design sort of got better. I wouldn't say that it was accessible. I think that a lot of us sort of found ways around to access, whether it was the menus, or just learning the sounds of the character select screen when you were on it, knowing when the round started, deal damage to your opponents and things like that.
What does it mean to you to be part of the gaming community and be able to game with people from all over the world?
I think it's great that online basically gave us that opportunity to expand. Back in the arcade scene, of course, it was like all in person and you build groups then. But, you know, I wasn't part of that. I always wanted to create a setting for competition, friendly competition, right? To show skill rather than just focusing, obviously, you know, dealing with vision loss all the time. I wanted to promote skill despite blindness. So I wanted to focus more on like, these are competitors that if they take the time to learn the game, to break it down, to, you know, get together and learn different types of skills, we don't focus on the disability, you focus more on their skills as a competitor. Unfortunately, because of the nature of the games that we selected, we weren't able to actually do it worldwide due to the game's netcode, as they call it. We're hoping that the next title sort of fixes that issue and we can expand beyond just, you know, North America. But as far as community-wise, it's wonderful to be part of the scene where it's recognized worldwide, where anybody from anywhere can just watch the tournaments or, you know, or even play casually as well.
When did the Cento Showdown start?
So yeah, it actually started because of the pandemic. We weren't doing anything other than playing, but there was no purpose to it. So rather than just sitting around and wasting time, we wanted to do something to give back to the community. So I've been around the fighting game community as a whole since the release of Mortal Kombat 2011. I used to participate in offline tournaments. And so the idea came to say, what would it be like if we can actually create a tournament setting specifically for blind and low vision players and see how that goes. And so we got together with a group of friends. We reached out to tournament organizers. We also had to think about how can we do it where we don't get people who sign up who don't, you know, qualify as someone who's blind or vision impaired, because we wanted to sort of create like an equal ground for us. Since then, we started reaching out to different organizations and we did get prizes. We got an Xbox at the time, fight stick. Most tournaments tend to be just about money, top three payouts or, you know, things like that. But with us, because we wanted to be one of a kind tournament, we decided to go with physical prizes so that people can look back later on and say, hey, I participated in, you know, this tournament and here's the proof of it, right? Rather than just money that you can spend the next day kind of thing. Since then, we just kept going. It's been 3 years now. This is our fourth year. The second year, we actually got a chance to stream the top eight finale through the official Xbox Twitch page. Later, 2022, we got sponsorships from different organizations such as Pedia Gaming, which is an organization that works with marginalized groups in the gaming community. We actually bought a PlayStation 5, action figures, and a Hitbox, which is another type of controller for fighting games. And so we gave those away to the top winners, along with cash prizes on top of that, due to crowdfunding during the live streams. So in this year, We are just kind of taking a step back just a bit, and we went back to a Mortal Kombat X, which is a 7-8 year old game now. NetherRealm Studios, the creators of Mortal Kombat, tend to make their games always different. Let's step out of our comfort zone and go back to other games so that you can get a sense of what to expect if a new title comes out. So right now we're doing an 8-week series where each week we get a qualifier. August 12th at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to basically finalize who's going to take the whole thing in the top 8 finale.
And where can people keep up with the progress of the tournament as it's going now and learn about the results?
We just launched our official website. It's fairly new, called thecentoshowdown.com. You can learn about the team members as well as the event schedule in there. Of course, social media at Cento Showdown on Twitter. There's always announcements of updates and everything like that. Like I mentioned, our hope is that we can actually spread this worldwide rather than just North America. Our hope is that Mortal Kombat 1 gives us that opportunity to expand. Obviously, more and more gamers are becoming more known out there, and we definitely want people to try out more fighting games. Competitive aspect of it is really fun, especially when things are on the line. You know, there's always some good, very hype moments that, you know, these players do bring to the table. So we definitely want to see more of that.
Well, thank you so much, Carlos V, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio. And hopefully at some point in the future, some of our listeners here in the UK can battle it out in a Mortal Kombat tournament with you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.